Welcome to morning prayer for Tuesday, the 5th of January. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. You laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, Creator of heaven and earth. To you be praise and glory forever. As your living word, eternal in heaven, assume the frailty of our mortal flesh. May the light of your love be born in us, to fill our hearts with joy as we sing, Blessed be Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 8. O Lord, our Governor, how glorious is your name in all the world.
Your majesty above the heavens is praised, out of the mouths of babes at the breast.
You have founded a stronghold against your foes, that you might still the enemy and the avenger.
When I consider your heaven, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have ordained.
What is man that you should be mindful of him? The son of man that you should seek him out?
You have made him little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honour.
You have given him dominion over the works of your hands and put all things under his feet.
All sheep and oxen, even wild beasts of the field.
The birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever moves in the paths of the sea.
O Lord, our Governor, how glorious is your name in all the world.
We bless you, Master of the heavens, for the wonderful order which enfolds this world. Grant that your whole creation may find fulfilment in the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, our Saviour.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
We proclaim to you, the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. The word of life, which was from the beginning, that which we heard, which we saw with our eyes, and touched with our hands,
we proclaim to you.
For our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
The word of life, which was from the beginning, we proclaim to you.
Let us pray. I choose to breathe the breath of Christ that makes all life holy. I choose to live the flesh of Christ that outlasts sin's corrosion and decay. I choose the blood of Christ along my veins and in my heart that dizzies me with joy. I choose the living waters flowing from his side to wash and clean my own self and the world itself. I choose the awful agony of Christ to charge my senseless sorrows with meaning, and to make my pain pregnant with power. I choose you, good Jesus. You know. I choose you, good Lord. Count me among the victories that you have won in bitter woundedness. Never number me among those alien to you. Make me safe from all that seeks to destroy me. Summon me to come to you. Stand me solid among angels and saints, chanting yes to all you have done, exulting in all you mean to do forever and ever. Then, for this time, Father of all, keep me from the core of myself, choosing Christ in the world. Amen. That was a prayer of Joseph Tetlow, a Jesuit. rejoicing in the presence of God here among us, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God, who has called us out of darkness into his marvellous light, bless and fill us with peace. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.